It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
So, Aaron, you and I are on opposite teams when it comes to the morning coffee because I will only drink a hot cup of coffee. But in the summertime, you move to cold brew or iced coffee. I guess that's different. Is cold brew different than iced coffee?
Oh, yes. As a coffee nerd, let me
explain the difference.
Yeah, so cold brew is brewed cold. I know that sounds like a dumb answer, but basically in normal hot coffee brewing, you pour the hot boiling water over the grounds and into the cup, right?
Right.
In cold brew, what happens is you basically have a little bag, like almost tea bag size thing that sits into a cold brew, like a pitcher, essentially.
Okay.
So you put your grounds into that, you fill it with cold water, and then you put the bag into that, stick it in the fridge for 12 to 24 hours, and it brews slowly and cold.
Okay.
So you get a nice, strong cup of coffee, and it tends to be a little bit less acidic than hot brewed.
I see. And then an iced coffee is just basically your hot coffee.
Poured over ice,
so that way it gets cold. So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking cold brew.
Cold brew.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was developed from my coaching days when it was hot out in the summertime. Hot coffee wasn't going to...
Not going to cut it.
Not going to do the deal, so... I do a seasonal thing here, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, and there is your coffee instruction of the day. Well, we got to get to a topic here because this is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, we've all heard the story of Christ's Sermon on the Mount where he gave us the ways to live, known as the Beatitudes, ways to be, I will say.
Right.
Well, what if there were cell phones in Christ's time? Do you think he would have been able to come up with a cell phone Beatitudes?
I'm sure they apply.
They would apply.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, the clever people at Alitea.org, in fact, Joseph Chandler, he came up with some Beatitudes of cell phone use. These are fantastic.
All right.
So before we get started, now you say your rule is cell phone stays in the car when you go to church.
Yeah. No cell phone in mass.
No
Don't
cell
even
phone
bring
in
it
mass.
In.
You know, a lot of people have like their
I do know some people
prayers on
along.
There. They follow their readings on there. So
I'm a little old school. If I bring the hand missal, I have the
you want to turn pages.
I have the paper one, and it's just there's too many distractions. You know, you get little notifications. You
see, that's
all
the
kinds
downfall.
Of things pop up, and you know, you might get that annoying phone call because we all love it when we, you know, father's trying to say something, and then you start hearing somebody's ringtone. No phone in mass is
no
my rule.
No phone in mass. We'll keep that in mind. Well, here are some of the passages of the cell phone Beatitudes if Christ would have said them. Truly, truly, I say to you, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who threw his cell phone overboard from the boat of life and began to live. The present moment became his compass, willpower his rudder, and brotherhood his sail. Blessed are those who dare to use their cell phones without being enslaved to it. They shall take control of their own life.
This guy's a clever writer.
I like it.
He might agree with my no cell phone in mass thing, I think.
How about this one? Blessed are they who dare to turn off their cell phone for an evening with friends or family.
Amen.
They shall experience real moments of happiness.
Yeah.
I love that.
You can't have a conversation with somebody who's looking down at their phone.
Our firm, hard rule that we stick to, and the kids try to sneak in, but they kind of do it quickly, and they go, I know. No cell phones at the dinner table.
Absolutely.
Don't do it. Yeah, we're going to come together. We're going to eat. We're going to look at each other's faces.
Yeah.
Okay. The one that the kids get into, and I sometimes do this too, is cell phones while we're watching a movie, like if we rent one off TV, it's like, well, why am I doing this? And even my daughter last night, she's like, Mom, you got to watch this. Put your phone down. Yes, she is right. This one's fabulous too. Blessed are they who dare to turn off their cell phones when they travel. They shall open themselves up to a galaxy of possibilities, reading, sleeping, praying, writing, thinking, meeting a beautiful stranger, looking at the landscape, or just being.
Yeah.
That's a poem.
There's a great photo that I remember seeing going around, ironically, on social media. But it's like all these people on the side of like a marathon or maybe a bike race in Europe. And literally all but one have their phone out and they're videotaping. And then there's this one lady who's leaning up against the railing with her arms crossed and she's just taking
it
in.
So here's the thing that we've started to do, especially with big events like that, because you don't want to miss them. Sacraments or whatever, special events, speeches, whatever it is. Have somebody take pictures for you.
Yeah.
Really. It's worth it because you don't want to miss
anything
that's happening because you're trying to take a picture of it. Yeah. That camera puts a barrier between you and the event.
Absolutely.
And you miss out on it. And you'll never get that moment back.
Right.
You think you're going to capture it in the phone or your camera.
And let's be real. The phone videos never come out that great anyways.
Not that great.
You know what I mean?
So, but definitely have a friend who's there and say, can you take this picture? When Scott was ordained, I have not a single picture in my camera from his ordination. There was a photographer there.
There you go.
We got that. We had a friend who also was a photographer, asked her to come and take photographs for us. And I got to, in real time, watch all of the events unfold.
That's great.
Blessed are they who dare to leave their cell phone in their pocket when they're bored, stressed, or waiting. They shall be bored. Manage their stress. Discover the world. Experience healthy solitude. Live with themselves or others. And listen to their spouse. Do sports or hobby. And otherwise survive just fine. That has really gotten to be a habit of mine. Even if we're just waiting in line for something at the bank, whatever, I'll grab my cell phone and start scrolling. Yeah. Don't need to do that. Just stand around. It's okay to be bored.
There's a whole world out there right in front of you.
And I love this one too as we close out. Blessed are they who dare to ask God to forgive them for their lost hours, damaged eyes, and broken relationships due to inordinate cell phone use. They shall receive God's mercy and strength.
Yeah. Not too late to change.
Oh, I love it so much.
That's great. That's a great list. That's on Alltea.org.
Alltea.org. Right on. You can find it today. And we hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.